This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets as we start off a new week?
A little lower today. We had a higher day on Friday. Surprisingly, they raised the production up to the record they mentioned in August. They did lower the yield. They found more acres, so that's why the production went up. But on Friday, there was a feeling that optimism for a U.S.-China trade deal maybe in the works or some talks going on. And also the feeling the future reports would be would reduce the corn and bean yields. And then the positive news this week, the central bank is going to lower interest rates probably 0.25%, maybe a half, due to slow economic job reports we had here in the last couple months. So anyway, the market's kind of a mixed bag. It was higher off a negative report Friday, then a little lower today on profit taking the beginning of harvest. I still feel like the lows are in and corn and beans made back after the August report. We'll see how these yield reports come in. There was some damage done by some of these diseases and dry weather may have taken the top end off these yields, like what happened last year.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
At the close, December corn down 6 3/4 at 4.23 1/4. November soybeans down 3.5 at 10.42 3/4. October soybean meal down 2.40 at 2.85.20. Soybean oil up 9 cents at 51.76. On the Merck, October live cattle up 4.62 at 2.34.60. September feeders up 8.40 at 3.58.80. October lean hogs up 40 cents at 97.52. Pork cutout went unchanged at 103.10. And September Class 3 milk down 3 cents at $17.56. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.